41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Our heartiest congratulations, dear listeners, on the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution and the start of the 42nd year of the glorious Iranian nation. Stay with us for a special feature. Of February 1979 was the most important day of the 20th century and one of the most fateful days in the history of mankind. That was the day on which the Islamic Revolution triumphed in Iran under the astute leadership of the sage of the age, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. The Islamic Revolution threw into the dustbin of history the British installed and American-backed Pahlavi regime, ending some 2,500 years of monarchic rule. It also affected the entire region and changed international equations by presenting Islamic rule as a role model for everyone who seeks freedom and independence and wants to live in dignity. The Islamic Revolution was as much a socio-political movement as it was anti-colonial and anti-dictatorship. This revolution triumphed at a time when every movement or uprising was dependent on either Western liberal democracy or Eastern communism. It was in June of 1963 that the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, started his nationwide uprising without any dependence on either the socialist East or the capitalist West. That's why the ruthless Shah's claim to link the grassroots Islamic movement of the Iranian people to Marxism always seemed like a joke, or not just an academic and political circles, but also to the general public. Most of the evaluations at think tanks and political centres in the West considered Iran as a docile client state. The United States, Britain and France would never think of the collapse of the Pahlavi regime, even at the G7 summit in Guadeloupe, in Mexico in late 1978, when the indications to its fast approaching end were clearly evident. The then US President Jimmy Carter had called the Shah as a popular amongst Iranian people. The then British Foreign Secretary David Owen officially announced his regime's support for the Pahlavi dictatorship and dismissed the Islamic Revolution of the Iranian people, saying the Shah was confronting the communists. The speed of development in Iran, however, from April of 1978 to February of 1979, showed the inability of the backers of the ruthless Pahlavi regime to understand facts on the grounds in Iran. Western support for the tyrannical Pahlavi regime in Iran, in spite of their claims of democracy and liberty, played a major role in the Shah's brutal attempts to suppress popular protests against the regime. Ghulam Reza Nejati, a famous writer of Iran's contemporary history, says, "Jimmy Carter's praise of the Shah on 1st of January 1978 at Niavaran Palace in Tehran went to the head of the Pahlavi potentate and emboldened him to continue his pressure and suppression of the Iranian people. Oblivious of the popular appeal amongst the masses, Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, who was in exile in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq." Ghulam Reza Nejati, criticizing Jimmy Carter's support for the Shah, writes, "Carter's praise for the Shah, whose hands were stained with the blood of scores of thousands of Iranians, indicated that the mottos of human rights, freedom and democracy were just levers of pressure against the independent countries which oppose America's domination. That was the reason why Jimmy Carter said, no leader in the world has a deeper respect and friendlier relation with me than the Shah of Iran. the United States had always been hostile towards Iran. Back in 1953, the US had joined Britain in staging a coup d'etat against the then Prime Minister of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, and his nationalist government to restore the fugitive Shah to the throne. Soon, the US and the Zionist regime joined together to help the Pahlavi regime set up the dreaded spying agency SABAK. It was one of the most horrific torture outfits in the world, as it copied the anti-human and criminal ways of the terrorist Israeli regime and its spying service Mossad at every level. The Pahlavi regime had a very close relationship and a strategic relationship with the Zionist regime of Israel, militarily, economically, politically, and even went as far as swapping intelligence. The founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, from the very beginning of his movement made it clear that the cancerous tumor called Israel must be wiped out from the region. The Islamic Revolution thus not only released Iran from one of the most dictatorial regimes in the world, it also cut the dirty hands of the United States and Israel from meddling in the internal affairs of the most strategic country in West Asia, that is, Islamic Iran. According to US calculations, the ruthless Pahlavi regime and the equally unrepresentative Saudi regime were two pillars of US hegemony in the Middle East region. Iran was the first choice, while Saudi Arabia was mainly considered as the financial maintainer of US security plans in the region. A former US War Secretary, Harold Brown, considered the Pahlavi regime a vital pole of American foreign policy in the region, between Japan and Western Europe, to contain the Soviet Union. These remarks clearly showed that the victory of the Islamic Revolution was like a thunderbolt for the hegemonic and criminal policies of the United States in the region and beyond. Successive US administrations, both Democratic and Republican, never really understood the realities in Iran or give up their hostility towards the system of popular religious rule. For the past 41 years, the United States has pursued a blind policy of sanctions, or more properly, economic, cultural, political, and media terrorism against the Islamic Republic of Iran, in the vain hope of changing the system of government and installing a puppet regime in Tehran. Among Washington's crimes and acts of state-sponsored terrorism against Iran was the 8-year war imposed on Iran through the former Iraqi dictator Saddam and his Ba'athist minority regime in the 1980s. That war started just 19 months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, following the failure of the US stealth airborne military invasion that crashed in the desert sands of Tabas in eastern Iran. The latest act of US terrorism against Iran was the cowardly assassination of the iconic anti-terrorist general Qasem Soleimani and his colleagues at Baghdad International Airport on Friday, 3rd of January 2020. Also assassinated was Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes, a senior Iraqi general of the Popular Mobilization Units, PMU. Nevertheless, the Iranian people have chosen the path of resistance against America's hostility, crimes, and terrorism. This resistance, which has inspired peoples and governments in the neighborhood and in the wider world, has borne economic, industrial, security, and military fruit for Iran and the Iranian people. Iran has assisted the governments and peoples of the region in defeating the sinister plots of the United States and the Israeli regime in West Asia. In 1979, the Iranian nation kicked out more than 40,000 American troops from the country. And now the regional states are seriously contemplating the closure of US military bases on their soil. They want every single CENTCOM terrorist to be expelled from the region. 11th of February is thus a landmark day in the history of Iran and the wider world. And this year's anniversary of the glorious triumph of the Islamic Revolution coincides with the 40th day of the martyrdom of top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani and his colleagues, whose innocent blood will, God willing, inshallah, soon drag the cowardly killers, Donald Trump, to the terrible fate awaiting him. This means the Iranian missile attack on the US military base at Ain al-Assad in Iraq on 8th of January was not the promised vengeance, but just a slap in the face for the United States. It was the first time after the Second World War that a US military base housing thousands of troops and equipment with state-of-the-art defense technology was decisively attacked. The Iranian nation has crushed the US pomp and pride and once again showed to the world that it firmly treads the footsteps of the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may his soul rest in peace, and his worthy successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.